Thank you for listening to the Project Creator Podcast. My guest today, the first guest on the show, is a longtime friend and internet radio host, Kenny C. He is the host of the show Chillin' with Jeff and Kenny C., which you can hear Saturday nights at tmvcafe.com. Kenny and I go way back to the early days of internet broadcasting, and he has been running his show continuously for 14 years. I talked today with Kenny about his process, his outlook, his history, and how it is that he has stayed strong for so many years in content creation. And joining me here today, I am so honored to welcome my good friend and a longtime broadcaster. I call him Mr. Kenny C. Kenny, welcome to Project Creator. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, sir.
I appreciate you having me. The Mr. thing, that, you know, I'll take that. You know, I'm not old, but, you know, I'll take it, man. But, you know, given the history that we have with each other and the content that we've done, I appreciate you having me as your first guest on your brand new podcast, man. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to people and get inside the head of different creators and different backgrounds and different genres. I want to, you know, on this show, talk to radio guys like you and me, old school radio guys, podcasters. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to artists and musicians and writers and actors and YouTubers and everybody. But, you know, I have always been particularly interested in what you do and how you do it. So and we'll go a little bit into our history as we make our way through the conversation. But for folks that are hearing this for the first time, tell us what Chillin' with Jeff and Kenny C is all about. Give me a breakdown of your show.
So when Chillin' with Jeff and Kenny C got started, it didn't really have much of content. It was just myself and Jeff, and we ramble for an hour straight, and that was it, you know. And as the years go by, as the show progressed, we started doing interviews and games and things like that. So I guess at the time, it was more like a variety type of show, like we do this or we do that. And nowadays, it's become more of a interview-based talk show now. It's me interviewing local independent artists that has become a passion of mine for the last 5-6 years. I live in Lexington, Kentucky currently, and Kentucky in particular has quite the music scene. So I moved back to Lexington, I think, 2004, or actually 2013, 2014. So once I moved there, that's when the show, you know, focused on independent music. So as of right now, the show is just interview based, and I interview maybe 2 to 3 artists per week, and that's pretty much it.
And these are primarily like musicians, as yeah. I understand. So you're talking to all kinds of different, and I know this, but I want to set this up for the listener. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody from, you know, individual singers to rappers to groups. I've heard you interview bands. I've heard you interview, you know, folks from all across the musical spectrum, in your part of the world, And I guess what I should say and what you didn't say is, been at this for quite some time, my dude. And so I guess we'll set up the history a little bit here.
Right.
Was it 2005 that we started? Is that seriously how long? Is it 15 years ago that the shows and we all started on this now long since gone website, nowlive.com. Yeah. Was really, in my opinion, the pioneering site for what was always considered internet radio. So, and I think you it's 2005 for you, right?
I started in 2007.
Seven, okay. All right. And I remember, and again, to kind of to put the context together, and I've always found this fascinating, is like there was a sweet spot, which was Saturday nights. Saturday night was that sweet spot on that website when the most number of people would be there. So there were a lot of shows that were going on at one time. And I remember somebody from the website mentioning you and saying, you know, you should jump over and take a listen to this dude. He's just fun, and he's very, very just kind of lighthearted and having a good time. You mentioned, and this is interesting to me, you mentioned how in the early days, it was really just kind of open banter, right? Like every single show for a while was a show about nothing, right? Yeah. Everybody just sitting around in a room and just shooting the breeze and talking about whatever and just whatever. But I think you were also one of the early ones to start looking for that format, right? And I remember you talking to rappers and artists so early on. What's the ultimate method for getting in contact with these, or how did you build that, I guess, network for yourself and being able to talk to these artists?
Well, being around a lot of good people for the Now Life days, I've learned a lot from people like yourself. As far as networking, getting in touch with artists, whether it's locally or independently. So I kind of learned from you and others. And I started, you know, interviewing like independent artists before I started to interview local artists. So I took what I know from people of Now Live, and I started to get in contact with artists, whether it's MySpace or Twitter or Reverb Nation and a couple other sites. And, you know, the thing about the show that I do is that I interview all types of genres and bands, artists, solo artists. It don't matter if you are just an up-and-comer or you're making a name for yourself. You know, I like hearing stories and the journeys from artists of how they get to where they are, and just seeing it personally, it's pretty cool. So it's just, I guess my method is just seeing who's out there, who wants the platform, and we go on from there.
And I do think that you found that niche for yourself, right? That corner of the internet that, you're right, a lot of people were doing it. But honestly, not to sit here and put you up on a pedestal, my man, but you do it better than anyone I hear or have heard in the past out there doing it. And I think the way I judge that is when I have listened to you interview, again, singers, whoever, bands, they are so excited when they talk to you. That's the difference I hear is like you can turn on any radio station, FM radio, whoever, and you could talk to your morning DJ, drive time, you know, nut jobs that are out there, and they'll have artists on, and they get all the major label record artists and all that, and it just feels like, I don't know, it's a lot of times those feel flat. Like, yeah, I'm just here because, you know, I got an album to promote and we're trying to sell tickets for Saturday night. But when I hear you talking to these artists, there's just this genuine joy in their voices to be sitting there having you ask them about their careers and about their aspirations and about what they're working on and when's that latest EP coming out. And I feel like you have found a way to put a spotlight on these, you know, smaller independent young artists that nobody will give them a time of day, but Kenny C will. And I think that's the biggest difference maker.
That's definitely a good feeling you want to have when you do podcasts or when you do radio, is at the end of the interview, you feel like you accomplished something. Like, just these artists coming out here and you know, they have something to say. They want to promote something. And, you know, for the most part, people message me, like, after the interview, like, yo, man, I appreciate you put me on. You know, anytime I hear that, it feels like I have a purpose. You know, prior to this radio thing, it was like, what I want to do with my life. What do I want out of this life that I'm living? So I feel like the radio thing was the way to go, and it helps to get the support, especially for us independent folks. You know, we're underdogs. We don't have the Howard Stern platforms or the Steve Harveys and some of these other household names. Like, you know, I understand why it's important, you know, to support your locals, local businesses, local companies, local musicians, and so forth. So anytime when I hear, you know, man, I appreciate you having me, you know, it feels like I'm doing something. It feels like I know what I was brought on this earth to do. And 14 years later, I'm still here. And from the looks of things, I have no intention to stop anytime soon. So I'll keep going until I'm in the casket. So,
and I am really super glad that you said that. Because again, when I was thinking about having this conversation with you, and when I look at your career doing this, that is the one thing, again, that stands out, is your staying power, right? You and I, we've been in this game 15 years. Mm-hmm. We have watched people come. We have watched people pop. And then we have watched them just go, and they fade away. Mm-hmm. And they just, and I want to be honest with everybody and say, I've been that person. I've been that person that had a little bit of a pop and then burned out and got tired and got frustrated and said, I got to stop. I can't, it's too much life and work and family. And I love my craft, but I can't devote all this time and energy. And I'm not feeling like I'm getting anything out of it. I want to ask you is where does that staying power come from? Because that is the thing that I think also sets you apart, is you are so dedicated to what you do that you've never quit. You've never stopped.
That's a good question. I guess being passionate about it, falling in love with it, and just keep going. You're going to go through hurdles. You're going to go through adversity. You're going to go through people saying, oh, this person ain't this, this person ain't that. I mean, and I hear it all the time. You know, there were some times when I wanted to stop because I'm a mellow tone person. I'm not the most outgoing person, but I can strike a conversation. I can talk to you. I have something to say. I have a platform. And with my connections with the local music scene, I do have a voice. And I'm going to put it to use. There was a time I wanted to stop. Probably the one time that I almost wanted to stop was probably 4 or 5 years ago. That was when my cousin, Antoine, passed away. Mm. And I was in a dark place, went to the funeral. And when I got back home from that funeral, I was thinking, I said, like, why am I still doing this, man? Like, but then somewhere inside me just told me to just keep going, man. Like, adversity is going to try to knock you down, man. It's a matter of you getting back up. You know, it kind of goes back to the Rocky Balboa movies that I've watched a lot. And so I kept going. And the odd thing about that is that a year later, after his passing, I won an award. Best Radio DJ, Lexington Music Awards. And I was torn. It was bittersweet because it came a year after his passing. So I felt like that being voted by my peers, fellow nominees, and getting that award, that felt like a validation for me. Like, people look at it as a award. I never thought when I started now live that I wasn't doing this for awards. I just did it because it was fun. And as years go by, I've grown a passion for it and I kept going. And, you know, I guess the staying is just endurance, and that you love it and you're passionate about it. And here I am 14 years later, still going.
What a great validation, dude. What an amazing, and thank you for sharing that. I did not know. I can only imagine, right? Feeling that pain and that loss and going, what am I, this is stupid, right? But then to have the reward of your efforts and your labors turn back around and have the thing that you do, someone puts it back in your face and says, hey, you're the best at this. Right. This year, you are the guy. And I've seen you share the I think you just shared it today, the announcement of the winners of the Lexington Awards there. And I'm not going to lie. I scrolled down and I'm like, all right, show me Kenny's name. Where's Kenny's name at? Because I know you've been nominated plenty of times, I think. And I've always watched that from the sidelines and kept tabs, you know.
So what you was referring to, that was a different award show. Okay. It was the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards, which kind of focused more on the Appalachian country, bluegrass, music scene in Kentucky and surrounding areas. My name was on there. It wasn't quite a nomination. It was more of a open ballot. Somehow, some people put my name in that category. And I was like, okay. I mean, I interview all types of artists, but I've... You know, I didn't think Appalachian artists know me like that. I didn't know a brother like that. But so I said, I'll take it. And I've engaged in it, trying to get as much votes as possible. Now, granted, I didn't make the top five in that category. But
sure,
I've been through that before with the Lexington Music Awards, being nominated like 5 or 6 years in a row and only was able to win one. But hey, that's... Just being nominated is good enough for me because it just shows that I'm out there in this community. I know what I'm doing and people know what I do. And so awards, people have feelings about it. I get it. I'm just one of those people too. But I guess when you win one, you feel a little different about it, I guess.
Sure. Well, yeah. And obviously like that accolade. Yeah. But, you know, you raise a good point, too, is the fact that your name is on somebody's mind when they're going to fill out some ballot. Well, that dude, Kenny. Yeah, he's, that's another, I think, piece of that validation that must be. It's almost like that sign from above, like, OK, somebody tell me why I'm still doing here. Here's another sign why you're still doing this these years later.
Sometimes you need that from time to time. Not necessarily just awards and stuff, but you see people posting music stuff and links and like, that's definitely a good reminder why I'm still here. So I enjoy it. I appreciate everyone that has supported me throughout the years. And, you know, it feels good, you know. It feels good to be felt like you're doing something. And we want you to keep going. And that's definitely an advice I would tell inspiring radio personalities. Like, find something that you love. Find something that you want to talk about and just go for it. And just know that. And feel free to ask people. Look around and see what they can do to help, to contribute, whether it's radio production or microphones and stuff. I was doing headsets with the microphone. I didn't have the mixer and the microphone like my good friend Jeff did. So, and he told me, like, look, man, if you want to take your voice thing, you got to get this equipment. I said, okay. So I bought it. Probably cost me a good $200-$300. Yeah. And I stuck with that, with the pop filter and everything. And, you know, it's always good to learn something new, too. Like, it's always good to learn something new, whether it's radio or just, you know, find out what else you can do to make things better. So I like what I do, and I love it, man. You have to love something, whether it's music, whether it's acting, comedy. You have to have a passion for what you desire. So I mean, I guess that's my two cents in that matter.
And once again, you've given me another perfect segue to come around the corner. And the next thing I wanted to ask you about, which is now Chillin' with Kenny C, is not the only show that you have hosted for all of these years. Talk to us about Triple Threat Wrestling Radio. I, again, another piece that I've always found super interesting because of how deep you have gone into that world of independent wrestling. So how did that get, when and how did Triple Threat Wrestling Radio get started?
So that show started 4 years after Chillin' did. I've always wanted to do wrestling radio or talk about wrestling. It was just a matter of having the time to do so. So when it became time for me to go for it, I was like, you know what, let's do it. And Jeff, he was part of that show in the early years. And then he went on to his show and other work that he does. So Triple Threat Wrestling Radio is basically a weekly recap show of what's going on in the wrestling world, from the pros, and then I interview independent wrestlers, some independent wrestlers that has moved on to the bigger stage, from WWE to AEW to Impact Wrestling. Here in Kentucky, we have a guy by the name of Larry D, and he's from Georgetown, which is like 20 minutes away from me. He does like independent wrestling shows on the side as well. So wrestling has become something that I love. I've become passionate about since the 90s, pre-Attitude Era days. And I've grown to love it, man. Like just the characters, storytelling, and what direction do these wrestlers go. You know, I guess I can say, man, everything around us today revolves around wrestling, from sports to entertainment. I love wrestling. I love what it brings to me, and I've made a lot of friends. It kind of, it's a nice segue from the Chillin' into the wrestling thing, and it's like, I wrestling, man, it's a thing of art. It's a thing of beauty. And I still watch it every week to this day. I tend to be one of the few ones that still watch it after all these years. Of course, I have to watch it because it gives me content to talk about. But I also have made a lot of friends on an independent wrestling scene. So with that, you know, it once I got the hang of Chillin', then I could go to wrestling or some other topics. So Triple Threat Wrestling Radio came. Without Chillin', there is no Triple Threat. So I took pride. I had a passion for that show. And that show's going on for almost a decade now. And that show is indeed coming to an end. But it was a good one. I enjoyed it. And it was you. It was you that gave Triple Threat Wrestling Radio's first break. Because I remember, like, after the Now Life stuff had ended, you had ITMI Radio, and that particular yeah. show made its date, you know, eventually made the move there. And, you know, you gave Triple Threat Wrestling Radio life. You're like a father to that particular show.
Oh my gosh.
And you made it, and you helped, you see it all grown up and everything. So, I give you props for giving that show platform, and you know, and it went far that it went,
you know, and see, because I saw you do that, I saw you develop that formula for interviewing people on Chillin', and then I saw you translate that to interviewing these young independent wrestlers that are out there busting their asses just mm-hmm. trying to get somewhere on this independent scene. And a lot of the same reaction I saw I saw with those wrestlers. And it's like you said, so you've made those connections with people that some of them have gone on to the quote unquote big leagues. And yet you've got that distinction of being able to say, yeah, I met her. I interviewed her when she was just starting out and didn't even know how to take a bump, you know? And so what's that been like? Do you still ever kind of get any connection or, you know, call back, so to speak, or, hey, I remember Kenny, or, you know, does it, any of those connections still remember where they got theirs? You were the godfather to a lot of them.
To a certain extent. A lot of the wrestlers that I've gotten to interview was either already established or just those that were just wanting a platform. And I was kind of wondering, like, how the wrestlers was going to react to me compared to these musicians. You know, reacting to the musicians, it was all cool. Like, you know, wrestlers, you know, could be a bit intimidating. You know, big muscles and, you know, characters, you know, whatnot. But for the most part, it's been cool. I've never had a bad moment in interviewing these wrestlers. They've been genuine, good people, and they appreciate a person like me giving wrestlers the platform. And it felt good, you know, getting to know these wrestlers, and I've got to see them in wrestling shows and at conventions and stuff like that. I went into them from time to time, and they were memorable, brother. They hear the voice, but they don't see all of this. You know, some of them be like, man, you look like you could be a wrestler. What are you, like 6'5", 6'6", 230? I'm like, man, I can't do what y'all do. I can't even do the bumps. I'm not taking no Ric Flair chop to the chest. I don't know how y'all do it, but hey, props to y'all, man. Like, I'm just gonna be in the audience cheering and booing. Y'all take that punishment better than others. As people like to say, wrestling is now ballet. So I've grown some good relationships with some of these wrestlers throughout the years. And, you know, I've seen some people for the first time since I interviewed them. And they're like, oh my God, you're that person? Like, yeah. That's me, Melatonin Kenny. you know, it's in awe, you know, just seeing how far these wrestlers have come, how the wrestling industry has evolved throughout the years. I know people love the Attitude Era, myself included, but wrestling, like anything else in life, it evolves, it changes. People have different mindsets now, and it's just about keeping people in tune, keep people interested. You have to switch it up every now and then. So right. It feels like with the wrestling and my interaction with these larger than life performers, man, you know, it feels good. And I wanted to say I'm proud of them, of what they've done for the business. And so interaction with wrestlers is pretty cool. It started as intimidating, but these are just genuine good people. You know, sometimes you gotta know that, you know, they're characters, but right. There's people inside these characters, you know, that go through things. So
these are actors, these are athletes, these are performers, but they're genuine people. They're regular people with probably day jobs, just like you and me. And you've humanized them quite a bit when you talk to them, and you let them not just talk about the craft and not just talk about the business and the storylines, but I've heard you many times be able to let them just talk about their life and what they do and how they do it. And so you mentioned earlier that after about a decade, that Triple Threat is going to wind down and sunset on that. So what's happening there? What's the process of shutting down that show and why?
So the reason that show is ending is a variety of reasons. I guess interviewing wrestlers has been good. It's been a lot of fun. It's also been challenging as well. And this was like before the pandemic, obviously, 2-3 years before that. I used to interview wrestlers nearly every week. And that's a hard thing to do because, you know, wrestlers have real jobs and they also train too. It's not just, you know, when you see these performers, like, you know, they do train before that camera hits. So it feel like that show has went as far as I can go. And while I'm still a wrestling fan, I always have, I always will, it just felt like it was time to move on from it and focus more on chilling. You just got to find something that you're passionate about. And while I was passionate about wrestling, I am about wrestling radio. You know, it just felt like chilling just became more of a thing to me than it is to wrestling. Mm-hmm. So this is not a knock on the wrestlers. It's just that, you know, local music has become more of a thing to me than wrestling. As far as where I wanted to go. And so, you know, it lasted 10 years. This next month will be officially 10 years. The last show will be on April 29th. And it'll be 2 hours long. I'll interview some former guests. And says some goodbyes. So yeah, this is, I'm saying goodbye to wrestling radio. I'm not saying goodbye to wrestling whatsoever. I'm still gonna be glue and watch it every week. And who knows? I might get some wrestlers on the chilling show down the road, but the focus on that will be on the musicians that I have the fortunate to connect with. So I enjoyed it. But sometimes you just got to realize that, you know, it went its course. So
I feel like what you're saying, and I think I understand it, is because I've reached that point at different times in the past. Like, I said everything I wanted to say. Like, it almost sounds like you've got this feeling of accomplishment now. Like, I set out to do a thing. I did it well. I achieved the goals I wanted to achieve. And it's almost like an artist is like getting that last brush stroke with that last paintbrush. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you know what? The picture is done. I'm gonna put the brush down and I'm just gonna go ahead and let this stand on its own, right? This thing. And look, man, even 10 years, all right, you compare it to chilling at 14, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
Even 10 years is unheard of with what you and I and other people do. YouTubers, right? The ones that are internationally known, whatever, worldwide. Yeah, some of them are granddaddies from 10, 15 years ago. But the vast majority of podcasters, YouTubers, people that create this kind of content, they don't last a decade. So I really it sounds like you are proud of what you have done with that show, and now you're ready to go ahead and put that final brushstroke on there and say that's my masterpiece is done.
That's definitely a good analogy. Now that I think about it, you know, it feels like you go through this time, try to put it together and try to come up with the best piece possible. Felt like I gave it all I had. I'm fortunate and blessed to do a show about a sport or a form of entertainment that I love. It was a lot of fun doing it, and just getting the support from independent wrestlers was pretty cool as well. They go through a lot. They go through so much putting these shows together and these characters and these storylines, and the fact that they care about us radio hosts, podcasters, that means something. So I'll definitely appreciate them for what they do. And they got my support 100%. There's a lot of talented wrestling hosts out there, a lot more established out there. And, you know, whatever, whoever you support, you know, more power to you. I feel like with me, you know, 10 years is good. You know, it's just, it feels like sometimes you just got to know when to stop, when you have to walk away from it. Because I feel like if you keep going, you're going to feel a little like, man, maybe I should have stopped sooner rather than later. So I go with this with no regrets. I go with this proud of what I've done. And I look forward to whatever is out there that's next for me. I do have something planned for Thursdays after Triple Threat goes to the sunset. So since I'm here on your debut podcast.
Uh-oh, I got the exclusive.
And since you and I have history, I will go ahead and quote-unquote spill the beans.
Woo!
So Thursday, May the 6th, or May the 5th, or May the 6th, the first Thursday of May, I'm here to announce that that particular show, Triple Threat Wrestling Radio, will be replaced by Chillin'. So what does that mean? That means Chillin' going to be on twice a week.
Whoa, okay.
Which means more interviews, more music to be heard. And that is the next path for me. With my passion for local music, I felt like this is the next step for me. So I'm excited about that. I've reached out to my friends of TMV Cafe. They say, man, do what you got to do. And that is when I'm going to go. So Chillin', which has been a one show a week mainstay for a very long time. And I appreciate everyone that's been on this journey with me. And I look forward to now being on Thursdays and Saturdays with this show starting in May.
That's fantastic, man. Congratulations.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it because.
Well, you should be getting goosebumps thinking about how much work you just created for yourself is really, really what it comes down to.
Yeah. So, you know, it feels good. You're the only person that I've told. Nobody else know. Some people at TMV Cafe know.
But, see, now I'm the one that's honored now. Now I'm honored that you would break that that piece of news with me. So thank you.
So that is the next step. I'm still going to be on Thursdays. The show usually is on 7 Triple Threat, but we're going to do it at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I'll be Thursdays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock. And so what happens with the interview bookings is going to determine what direction I'm going to go. I'm either going to be playing music for an hour or I'm going to do interviews on Thursday night. So it just depends on availability and we'll see where that goes. So I'm excited about this and I appreciate getting to give you this news on your debut podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's good stuff. Well, I wish you nothing but luck with it, man. So the last thing I wanted to talk about, and again, I swear to God, dude, we have this history, so we both know how these conversations go. And you did it again. You turned a corner and brought me to the next thing. The last thing I wanted to ask you about is I wanted to talk a little bit about these platforms that we as independent content creators utilize, right? Mm-hmm. Especially in your world, and you know, I left the live radio piece behind so long ago, right? And moved to YouTube and different things. But so you're currently, and you have been for a very long time now, broadcasting on TMV Cafe Radio. Yeah. I know you mentioned it. There was a brief period of time where I said enough is enough with these websites like Now Live and Ustream and Blog TV and how many other dang ones came and gone. And I wanted to make the spot for us to play. I wanted to build a playground for all of us. And I felt very accomplished with that. And I was so glad to have you and Jeff and so many others come on. I had forgotten that you debuted Triple Threat on my website on ITMI Radio. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that. But what is your experience in dealing with like, what is it about TMV Cafe that was different? Because we've seen so many of these websites come and go. They get a big head about what they do, and all of a sudden now they want to ask people for money, or they want to like put all these restrictions in. You can't do this, you can't do that. What set TMV, how did you connect with them, first of all, and what set them apart to kind of continue to earn your trust and loyalty all these years?
So with TMV Cafe, I've heard of it through a friend by the name of Joan. She's a model from Canada. She hosted shows there. And I said, yo, with, I guess, ITMI faded and Ustream and some other places have faded. So I was trying to figure out where the next place going to be. And I reached out to Joan and said, hey, you think you can lend a hand, get me on TMV Cafe? So you got to reach to the boss, man. You got to reach to a guy by the name of EW. He's the man in charge of TMV Cafe. So after conversations we had, and I told him about the show that I do, or the shows, plural, that I do, he said he welcomed me with open arms. And I guess what separates TMV Cafe from the other places is that, you know, these are people that really care about what you do. They're actually making moves behind the scenes and trying to get you out there. So that became evident for me to not just to be on TMV Cafe, but to stick around for the long haul. They've been around for a decade. And I've been there probably 5-6 years now. I've been there longer than any other platform. And while I appreciate Now Live for being my first platform, it felt, you know, TMV Cafe, like they really care about what you do. They just let you do you. There's no restrictions, none of that. I play all types of music. I play curse words on it. It's like they just let me be me. They let me, you know what you're doing. You know, just do you, man. So that gave me all I needed to say I'm on board with TMV Cafe. So it's just the internet, you know. Sometimes you run into people that could come up as jerks, and then you run into people that are genuine good people. So that's how I got on board with TMV Cafe, and I am forever grateful to be a part of their platform. You can check them out on tmvcafe.com. That's a 24/7 station. So they play music throughout the day. And for people that not on front of a desktop or a laptop, you're out wearing a mask, of course, social distancing, meaning different times now. You can download the TuneIn app and search TMV Cafe, and you hear that exact same feed through your phone. It's free. Don't worry about the trials and all that. Just skip all that. Type TMV Cafe, and it will lead you to that stream. You can listen to all the voices and the music through TMV Cafe. So TMV Cafe is a good station. And they play all types of independent music as well, mostly. I play like more, but they got their preference and I got my preference as far as the music. With my preference, I play all types. Their preference is different. So, but I appreciate them letting me play whatever I want to play. And just,
I mean, it sounds like a really solid, right, relationship. And I think maybe you hit the nail on the head, is they're genuinely interested in helping you be successful, Because it sounds like they recognize if they help you be successful, they will be successful, right? I'm sure that they look at you and see, all right, this is someone that is putting out a quality product that can attract listeners to our website so that we can operate and you know, make the money necessary to operate. And that's rare, right? I think so many times in the years we've come across some of these platforms that really are just there to try and turn us into milking cows and just plug us in and hopefully they can make the most money off of us as possible. But this sounds genuinely different in the relationship you have with them. So that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, TMN Cafe, they ain't got no big names. They ain't got no household names. It's just regular folks that just want to do radio, that wants to promote what they want to promote, that wants to put themselves out there. With Now Live, they have big names. People like you and I, we're like the underdogs, you know, the Asylum, Doghouse of Bad Dog, Broken Pole, and a plethora of other shows. You know, we here every week, every day of the week, doing these shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't get quite the similar treatment that these household names did, but that's fine. You know, I'm not bothered by it. You know, I started it Now Live. I heard of Now Live through Adrian Curry, who this show's there. And then I met her at a convention. I told her, that's me. I'm like, what?
I think twice. I think I probably only, and for anybody that has no idea what the world we're talking about right now, Adrienne Curry, tell me if I'm wrong, but was she not one of the cast members of MTV's The Real World or something? She was originally a television reality TV person, right?
She was the inaugural winner of America's Next Top Model.
Tyra Banks. That's what
and
it was.
She
That's
was also was. On Surreal Life as well. She was on a couple of reality shows. She was on there. A plethora of other household names was on Now Live as well.
Yeah.
So, it was
she, cool. I don't know if she married, but she was in a relationship for a long time with the guy that played Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
One that of the was, Bradys. That
was, yeah, when she is Chris Brady. It is interesting because I found out about that website through Howard Stern, of all places. And he was interviewing, if you remember, Tracy, who was one of the admins. Yeah. He was interviewing her because her father was famous. And I heard that and said, oh my God, I can do radio? Hold up. For free? What? And you want to talk about like old West, Wild West of like pioneering days, dude. There was no such thing as streaming. There was no such thing as webcams. There was no such thing as any one of us having an actual studio microphone and a pop filter and a mixing. Like when we started, I remember calling in on a telephone number and putting the hand receiver down in front of my speaker to play music. That was how I started my show. Like, what am I doing? But you know what? It's that sticking to it, being able to find that niche, that comfort level, that passion, and then establish your voice. And you know, if I was to ask you, what would you say to someone like, you know, if it was 2005, knowing what you know now, 2007, 2010, you find some young cat like you and I used to be, what would you say to them as the first piece of advice when they want to try and get started doing what we've done?
A young Kenny, a young Dennis. You know, I tell you, fellas, like, look, you got something in there. You got passion. You have some interest in there. I would say just, you know, follow your heart with this. And if you're passionate about it, you go for it. And, you know, if you need help, don't try to do this all alone. Because, you know, with this radio stuff, you know, all these radio shows that you listen to, that you grew up listening to, it's a group effort to make this radio thing work. So you gotta love it, and you have to be around people that's gonna support you, that keep that morale up. So I tell Dennis with his black shirt, red tie, dark shades, you know, it's, man, you got something in you, man. Like you feel something. And Kenny, I'm like, you're a young whippersnapper. I'm like, you're mellow. You're a decent dude. You know, it's gonna take time for you to find something that you're passionate about. But look, just go with it. You know, get yourself a good team around you, and just you know, go for it. You know, like the Nike logo said, man, just do it and see where it takes you. You know, some people want to get to the destination, but they don't want to enjoy they don't want to, you know, embrace the progress. They don't want to go through that. So, you know, and when I started chilling, I didn't take time to embrace it. I was like, it felt like a job. You know, we didn't get paid to do it or anything. It felt like a job. But as I got older, I started to love it. I started to be passionate about it. So just, you know, follow your heart, man. Find something that you want to talk about. Find something that intrigues you, whether it's music, whether it's sports, whether it's politics, whatever. Find something that you're passionate about. Go with that and see where it takes you. You know, it'll take you some places that you never thought. If you would have told Kenny of 2007, look, man, you're going to win awards. You're going to meet all these people. You're going to do all these things, man. You're going to be something. 2007 Kenny would probably tell you you're crazy. I probably said it in a mellow tone. I'll be like, man, that ain't happening. But, you know, it's, you know, whatever you do in life, man, you just have to be you have to have a passion to do it. So I feel like that's something that I take strive in. So I say to those young fellas, man, just follow your heart, man, and go with the flow, I guess.
Kenny C is the host of Chillin' with Kenny C on tmvcafe.com, TMV Cafe Radio. He is going to be expanding his show to two nights a week. He's been on Saturday nights for as long as anybody's been doing this internet radio game. All I can say to you, my friend, is good luck picking up Thursday nights. I know you've got the drive. I know you've got the passion. I continue to watch from the sideline and watch my good friend Kenny grow in what he does. So thank you so much for taking the time today. And, man, keep on that journey. You've got the staying power, sir.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me on this debut podcast. And I know that it's going to go on to some really good things. You've definitely made a name for yourself with YouTube and other things that you've been working on. So I have no doubt that your podcast will prosper, my friend. And I will be watching. I will be listening. I will be tuning in. And I encourage everyone to support this man, because he got the love. He's got the drive. He's an overall good dude, man. So support us local folks, independent folks.
Pay attention to the guys and girls on the ground doing the hard work, grinding it out every single day. If you're interested in coming on and telling your story as a content creator, please feel free to get in touch with me on Instagram. You can follow Kenny, obviously, over on tmvcafe.com, but also Instagram, Chillin' Broadcasting is out there. right?
Twitter and Instagram at C Broadcasting. C as in the letter C, Broadcasting. Facebook, we got the fan page, Chilling with Jeff and Kenny C. Go check that out. Hit the like button. Find out who I got on the show next. That's all I can tell you.
Outstanding. Kenny, thanks again, my friend. You have a good rest of your day.
Appreciate you, man. Take care.